Blog Talk Radio.
Ding 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 da.
I think now the name is da.
That seems to be funny as hell.
Clint Beast on the board.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. I got the Duchess of weed, so I'ma go and proceed on my happy little ways to get blunted.
Get blunt.
Relax, this is a joint that you can ride to. Joint you can vibe to. Get your summer roll on, that's if you decide to. Hit the park up, BBQ about to spark up. Running late, I see 10 cars already parked up. I often dream about days like this. Somebody please tell a DJ to play my shit. Right? A summer breeze make this here hit. Tell a hater stay home, cause we don't need that shit. Ha, I see the people parlaying. Good Lord, save them, done got the car playing. Good vibes, and it feel alright. And even better, ain't nobody getting killed tonight. Right?
Ain't here to try to hurt nobody, just here to have us a good time. Good days on the look a little better, feeling good at this point of my life. For all my squad, keep me all in.
Thing in this world is just like that. I get in ya. It's nightfall and we just looking for something chill to get into. Feel me? We be riding through the city, hollering at the pretties. We jumping out, they laughing, telling us that we silly. We all knowing and we see that they on too. Let's bust a move, what half the hour we heading to? That's the plan then. Well, let's go. Not in the mood to have a deal with these metro cops. Standing on these blocks, don't need the seconds when they out. Shit, do get hot. Watch out. So, back to the mission. Getting with these misses, the situation that's fitting. It's a special edition. Summertime live, a Charlie Hustle rendition.
Ain't here to try to hurt nobody, just here to have us a good time. Good days start to look a little better, feeling good at this point of my life. For all my squad, keep me all in hell.
Charlie Hustle song, man. Good time back in the day in
2014.
Yeah, that, yo, honestly, that was me and Knockavel's first video shoot ever. And I think I was like the whole model in that thing. I had a lot of girls hit me up after, like, yo, who that dude?
Right.
I had the fake Jordans on and everything. Fucking me. I was killing it in that music video. But welcome to Keep It 100 Radio Show with the light skin dude, tatted up. You know what I mean? Curly hair, promo on the mic. And we got Knockavel.
Knockavel, man. Happy Sunday to everybody. Well, you know, it's raining out here. Hopefully, everybody gets some cutty tonight.
That's good, though. Everybody gonna tune in the show tonight. That's what we want.
Get
you know what I mean?
Cutty tonight. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, it's your boy Knockavel, man. Hope everybody weekend went good.
Got black diamond. How you spell that? How you spell it again?
B-L-A-Q-Q,
you know. Ooh. She spelled it with two Q's. I told you I looked in the dictionary, yo. That shit is crazy.
Oh, no.
Black diamond.
You know how black with two Q's people
yeah.
do.
That's ratchet ass shit. Fuck you, man.
Make your own words up.
That's ratchet right there,
y'all
man.
I'm far from rich.
Keep going.
Right. But what's up, y'all? How was your weekend?
Oh, we starting off with weekends now. How was your weekend? Miss Diamond, we saw you on Facebook yesterday flicking it up.
That was my best friend Shakaya's birthday weekend. Shout out to her. Happy birthday, Kaya.
Okay.
You know.
What y'all do?
We turned up at Bingo, as always.
At what?
Bingo.
What's that?
Bingo is over Philly. Off my Chestnut, I think, but it's a real nice bar. They got the rooftop and stuff.
Okay,
but it was, I think everybody was like at the white party or at Vanity, so, but it was still a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Talk about turn. Still. Three drinks. Two wasn't mine, and one was mine.
Oh,
how the hell? Turned
Yeah, he was drunk.
But Sunday was nice.
Yeah. Friday you was chilling?
I was chilling Friday. I worked. And then my phone messed up.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Saturday I think I was chilling. I can't remember that day.
Well,
I think Sunday did that.
Sound like a fun weekend.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What about you,
Nabavel? Yeah, you know that kind of man. But now, Friday, it's my cousin's birthday. She turned 21. You know what, I mean?
What y'all do for her, man?
We turned up at her crib. You know, she was throwing up crazy. We had her drink 21 shots of Henny. You know what I'm saying? She got it in. She threw up. You know, we had a good time. Yesterday was my boy, his uncle, his memorial party. We just turned there, had his 2 gallons of Hemi, you know.
Yeah.
Turned up to the max and shit like that. And today, you know, got me, you know, I do my daily naps and shit. Now I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. Honestly, I ain't do shit this weekend. I ain't get no ass, so my weekend was not successful. I think every Sunday on the show, I'm going to be like, yeah, no ass. Unsuccessful weekend. Man, me and my left hand was best friends this weekend, and that's what we did.
Yeah,
you know,
shaking
so my
with the right.
Yo, honestly, I can't fuck with my right, man.
That's
only showing my left hand,
that's
bro. Like, nah, though, man. Weekend was cool, chilling. You know, nowadays we don't do too much. As soon as you go out, somebody either getting stabbed, shot, or all crazy different shit happening nowadays. You know, Jersey and Camden, man, it's ass out here, bro. It's not no bomb ass parties that you can go to and have a amazing time, and if it is, they didn't even throw it yet. They should be throwing it soon. Speaking of which, though, DJ T is throwing a white party for a Labor
Day
weekend
at
the day joint. He always making them on Sundays, though, man. Niggas don't want to party on no fucking Sunday. But I honestly think it's only because Labor Day is on Monday and niggas got off of work.
Yeah.
So honestly, that's why I think that's really the reason. So I'm thinking we should definitely turn up, you know, go there. But you know, we gotta do the show and everything. You know, we just gotta figure something out. You know, so make sure everybody tune in that all white party though. That shit is dope. Y'all don't know, we all going to do the Soul Going Challenge tonight on the show. You know, I actually worked all day on these vines. I got a 16 right now. And I did half of a verse, and I honestly, like, I kind of think I kind of fucked it up. Like, I rocked that shit.
Oh,
you know,
I can't wait to hear
this shit going to be funny as hell. But, yo, everybody that's listening right now, I want y'all to call in at 714-694-4101 and let us know who did the best at the end of the show, because we're going to do it at different times so everybody can get adjusted to it right now. But I guess let's just get on to one of the topics that we got today. It's gang. Let's get it, man.
I mean,
so what's the topic about gang?
It's more so your thoughts on it. Like, I mean, you can go back in the day, you know, about back in the day. You know, you could talk about before, like, as you're growing up, or you could talk about how right now, you mean? As far as me, I mean, I just want to touch on everything. Like, more so this generation. Like, it's not the same. Like, this wasn't what gangbang was. Yeah, basically gangbang was supposed to be. You feel me? They turned it, you know, all the way up. I mean, everybody's killing each other. We ain't got no peace, no guidance. It's getting crazy. I mean, basically, the white man is winning. You know what I'm saying? They got what they got going on. When it started, you feel me? It was to
protect us.
To protect us from the police and everything like that. It basically branched off the Black Panther movement. But now, it's just all
killing
black.
Each other. Let's just kill each other.
If you ain't wearing red, you got to die. If you ain't wearing blue, you got to die. And you see a lot of people trying to bring the peace back, but you know, it's still a lot of basically gang activity going on, where it's though Crips and Bloods can't get along, or you know, any other gang that's out there. But we basically touching on home. Well, I'm touching on home right now, and our gangs around here is basically Crips and Bloods and shit like that. So I mean, It definitely got out of hand. It wasn't supposed to be like that, but you know what I mean? You got to adapt and adjust. And I mean, hopefully everything will go back the way it was supposed to be.
You know, it's crazy because if you look at it like this, bro, you know what I mean? In the 90s, when we was watching Straight Outta Compton, we saw how they reacted. You know, their gang life back in Compton was crazy as shit. Like, that shit was And this out here is nothing compared to out there. Like, out there was real serious. And, you know, when they sit in the court and I guess they ask the judge, like, why you do it? And I guess a Crip would say, or a Blood would say, I killed him because he wore the color blue. You know what I mean? That's crazy. Like, that's some crazy shit to say, honestly. And you're going to kill somebody that has a different color on it. Wow. But back in the day when they actually first, you know, make it, I don't know too much about it. I really didn't read up on my history. But the shit that I did read up, I thought it was a good cause to do. Stand up for the community and, you know, defend up for our community and fight the police. I thought that's dope. But now it's like, I came and wear red and blue out this motherfucking house now, dude. Niggas start checking me and shit. I'm like, oh, boy, I don't feel like getting questioned by another grown-ass man of what color I wore. Bitch, I bought this shit. Nigga, what the fuck you mean? I bought red shirt because I felt like wearing red today. You going to kill me because I wore a red shirt? Or you going to kill me because I actually wore a blue shirt? Like, it don't make no sense, man. It really don't make no too much sense. What's your opinion about it, Miss Black Diamond?
I'm pro black, pro conscious and stuff. So I'm for the whatever it takes to bring the community together. But I just think that the media and I think that the government really turn our people against each other for real, for real. And they use the gangbanging to turn us against each other. Like, oh, this person wearing red, this person wearing blue, so kill them. Sometimes you never even know, like, the start of them being against each other could have been a police officer or a white man starting the gang rivalries against each other because they was always together. Like Rodney King situation, the Bloods and the Crips tied their...
Yeah, they came together.
They fought against the police, and that's what it is. We supposed to be out here fighting against the police. We're not supposed to be fighting against each other. What does it look like a black man killing their brother when they're supposed to be helping their brother, for real, for real? We keep killing each other off the mat. The white people are winning. The ones in control are winning. This is what they want, and we can't give them what they want. We got to give them what they don't want because that's when they become afraid, and that's when they start to try to give us what we want. But then we use that as, like, a pacifier. Like, you know, certain things, they'll be like, okay, they screaming for this. Like with the Black Lives Matter movement, they'll be like, okay, they want this, or they want, how to say it? Y'all know what I'm saying? Like, if we just be like, okay, we want less cops killing black boys. They're like, okay, we can stop the killing, but we're going to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, they'll give us what we want, but they'll give us a little bit of what we want just so we can, okay, with President Obama coming in office, we have a black president.
And we made it back
because we have a black president in office. You could ask a black president, why you voted for Obama? Because
he's black. And that's the only reason why they gave it to him. I don't think that should be the only reason why you voted for that man.
Exactly.
Right.
Because black niggas is killing black niggas nowadays. Why should I trust that motherfucker?
Right.
You know what I mean?
For real, for real, Obama hasn't done nothing for the black community. Since he's been in office, how many black people got killed? For real, for real. Black people weren't getting killed by police officers like this before he got into office. So, like, he did more for the, I'm not against the LGBT community, but he did more for their community than people that voted for him because he were black. You know, so that's why I say, like, we just got to be out here and fight with each other against the government and not fight against each other for the government. We just got to unite together. Whether you wear a red, whether you wear a blue, orange, yellow, green, I don't care. Like, we got to unite and fight them.
It's nearly impossible.
Yo, it really is, though.
Right. Nearly impossible.
Like,
I think this maybe just be scary. You feel me? Like, if you could go outside and say, okay, promo, touch my sister, I'm going to go fuck promo up. Black on black crime. But they say, yo, an officer just slammed your sister. You're going to be like, damn, like,
that's fucked up.
What you want me to do?
Right.
I ain't trying to go to jail. You feel me? Like, you could go out and you could ride out, shoot up any block. But when a cop do something, we still go ride out and shoot up our block. Like, why not the police station? Why, like, you feel me? Why not go to higher up? People are so scared about because they got a badge shit like that. Like, I don't be with that. That's why, like, man, police pull me over or stop me. I'm not even,
yo,
like,
he
really,
gets irritated like a motherfucker.
I'm not with
yo.
That, bro. Like, you not, I can't, yes, sir, no, sir, I'm not doing that shit. Like, what you stop me for? Cause, like, where you going to drop my sister off? He said, where you coming from? I said, man, I just told you. And everybody in the car, like, yo, chill out, bro. No, what the fuck? What you stopping me for, dog? Like, I'm really not with that shit. You feel me? So, I just want people, if you gonna have the same energy towards your brother, don't wear a suit and tie when a white man pull you over. You feel me? Like, have that same energy, man. That's all I'm saying. If you gonna do it that way, you feel me? We should, like I said, I feel as though we should all come together, man, stop the cause, man. For real.
For real.
The cop pulled me over. Yes, sir. No, no, sir. I'm just going home, sir. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, here is my ID and registration, sir. I am sorry. It won't happen again, sir.
He belt on everything. Chest pumped up, everything. I don't play that shit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But honestly, I understand where Knock is coming from, man. Seriously, we do need to stand up for each other. And this killing each other for this color shit, it's just ridiculous, man. You know what I mean? I think we should go back where the game started from and, you know what I mean, help and work with the community, man. Mm-hmm. You know, Camden, we need to work with each other. I guarantee you, so much talent and so much smart people out here, if we work together, we'll be a bottom ass city. This city will be on the map, not just for being the most dangerous city, but having the most talent and the most smart and creative people. I met so many creative people in Camden. The dumb motherfuckers is the suburb people with the money and shit. The niggas with the money be the most stupid. Right. You know what I mean? Always on that drug and shit out here. People like us out here that's grinding and trying to make a difference, man. We really the ones grinding. And, you know, I love coming from the hood because it teaches you how to be strong. It's either, like they said, the hood's either going to break you or make you. And this piece is trying to make me right now. Man. Mm-hmm. Can't let the hood break me and shit. But seriously, y'all, I think that gang shit, man. Y'all see these young boys nowadays out in Camden, bro? They smiling like... Yo, so me and Zeke seen some shit a couple of days ago, bro. I'm like, I just want to be in the house, man. This shit is getting out of hand, yo. Seriously.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, ain't no guys. Ain't nobody really teaching them the way. It's just Crip blood. They don't know where it came from. They don't know where it started. They just know they gang, gang, gang. Fuck it, you feel me? I'm riding out for my boy right here in the red, and I'm riding out with my boy right here in the blue. And people get mad when they see Crips and Bloods together, like, oh, he fool, he knew. But once soon as something bad happened, like a cop killed somebody, it's, oh, why can't gangs come together? But right. When you see me sitting next to my boy, you're like, oh, wait, he Crip, they not supposed to be sitting next to each other. He fool, he knew. I'm like, why is that when, you feel me, when a white person killed a black person, now we got automatically come together. But when we already boys, we labeled or something like that. You feel me? It don't make sense to me. You feel me? Like, at the end of the day, you a man first. You feel me? Like, you can hang with who you hang with. You feel me? If that you feel like that's your A1 day when they say, brother, fuck what color he got on, what color he wear, what color he got in his back pocket. It's your brother. You feel me? You got to stand up for that with a white man and a black man. You feel me? I ain't going to discriminate on no race. If you feel as though we doing wrong, just say something. You feel me? Like I said, I'm with the cause. You feel me? And niggas be ass backwards, man.
Right. What about you, Diane? What's your last words on it, man?
Speaking on the guidance, like, I just feel as though a lot of the kids that are in gangs are just lost. They're just in it because half of their parents are 15 years older than them, 13 years older than them, and their grandparents are raising them. And the grandparents got to go, they're sick, and they can barely take care of them. So the kids out here just doing whatever they want. They're basically taking care of themselves. So when somebody, I guess, however the gang, how it goes, like how you become in the game, like that they feel like they're family. So of course they feel as though I have somebody that's going to have my back because nobody ever had my back. My mom wasn't around. My dad, I don't know who he is. My grandma, she's sick. So I feel as though these guys, they're my family. Then they feel as though they got to go hard for them, whether it's right or wrong. They're going to always feel as though they're right because they always had their back. So they, you know, it's no guidance, like no real guidance and nobody teaching them what it's really about. It's just you in the game then. I got your back, you got my back, and that's it. No questions asked. And that's how it seems like it is nowadays. Like, kids just doing shit just to do it.
And if you look at it like that, can you blame them, though? In a way, you know what I mean? Can you blame them for going that way? If their family don't even have their back, can you actually blame these kids for going that way if their family don't even have their back? Like, I honestly couldn't blame them, bro. Like, I understand some people need that support.
Right.
And if I'm getting support from this gang, and I gotta do what I gotta do to continue to get the support, then that's what these kids' minds think about. I'm gonna have to do what I gotta do. Some of these older siblings and cousins and shit is doing the same shit these little young boys is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's really nobody telling them, you gotta stop this shit. And if it is, them little boys gonna disrespect you like a motherfucker, man. They gonna like, shut your stupid ass up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Pull the gun out, I'm back. Not, you know what, little nigga, you got it. I'm going back to the show. Fuck you mean. You know what I mean? So sometimes, man, I can't blame them. But, like, sometimes parents got to do better as well, man. You know, you can't just blame these little kids. You got to blame the parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and blame the whole – I blame the whole community. I'm sorry, man. It's just
they
whole community. Yeah,
right.
This whole community is just awful. Do y'all think the games is ruining our community today, though?
In a way, I think everybody got a hand and a foot in the shit. Like,
parents, gang members,
you feel me? Teachers, fucking artists, actors, everybody got a hand and foot in the shit.
Definitely,
hell yeah, but you feel me? Like, we just gotta be smarter about it. Like, if the government say you jump, them coming out their mouth saying jump ain't gonna do it. But if he tell, like, a rapper to say jump, we all gonna jump. You feel me? They gonna pay that rapper millions to say that because we gonna do it at the end of the day. So, you feel me? I feel as though everybody got a hand and a foot in this shit. You feel me? And if we can get all the celebrities, you know, even us as a community, everybody should come together. You feel me? Really put our heads together and think, yo, I'm telling you, man, they fuck around and drop a nuke on this bitch that they really scared of. For real.
I got something to say because... You know what's crazy now? Like, a new parent, if a teacher yell or a teacher or a neighbor yell at their kids, they'll say, don't talk to my child like that. That's my child. It's not supposed to be like that. Like, even till this day, my mom would tell, like, somebody older, like, she disrespects you, you get on her. Like, my mom always been that type of parent. It take a village to raise a child. Because when my mom not around, there's another adult in the building or around me that's going to put me in my place and tell me what's right and wrong. And that's what these kids do not have any respect. They are so disrespectful because their parents allow it. Don't talk to my child like that because that's my child. Don't put your hands on my child because that's my child. But your child's doing all this bad stuff, but you turn them.
But you can't even discipline them.
Like, now you can't discipline them because you don't want nobody else to discipline them. Like, it really takes a village. Y'all parents out here really need to stop telling the teacher how to talk to your child when your child is misbehaving in school. If your child is misbehaving and that adult is there for 8 hours taking care of your child, it is nothing wrong with that adult putting your child in the child's place at all. For real, because that's how you create little monsters.
These kids know how to cuss better than me, have sex more than me, do it more drugs than anybody ever in the world. These kids are really out of control. But, like I was telling you guys before, you have any type of something y'all want to say, instead of commenting, y'all should call in, man. This is, you know, this is a discussion board. We want everybody to call in and give us their opinion. Call in at 714-694-4101. Again, 714-694-4101. And this is going to be the first person on the So Gone Challenge. Who's going first, though? Diamond, you going first or not? You going to go first?
It don't matter.
Who want to go first? It's up to you guys. Who want to go first?
It doesn't matter.
You want to
go first?
Not the bell. All right, not the bell. Not the bell is going first. And I told everybody before, y'all got to let us know who did better. I honestly think Knock got some. I always thought Knock always had hard bars. And he about to fuck it up.
Yeah, hold on. This not fair. It's no. They can't judge us based off of Knock because Knock wrecked.
Oh, I ain't never seen that.
We're going to see, man. Here we go. I'm about to put the instrumental on. It's going to be low so everybody can hear it. You're rehearsing, you know what I mean? So let's get it.
My promise is the game's on the flat line. The whole city corrupt. We know right from wrong, but we not giving a fuck. We football, we hood rich, we still living it up. Raising weed for the bitches, but now we all in the gut. If you ask niggas and squirrels, we do it all for a nut. Whole game from the fuck, cause we do it all for the buck. Money for love, we time for no hook. We keep a head in the sky, and our feet on the floor. We keep our eyes in the street, and our eyes on the prize. We till we clap, pick up the beat. From the bottom up. We're going to see. Today could be your last. You can dream about tomorrow, pick up the day, and get a shot in your class. Sip on your fast, off of the cash. You know, we did it like a nigga. He was playing a mask. And niggas broke the joke, and they hammering niggas to mad. Niggas can bring guns to a knife fight, and they still getting stabbed. Bro got $1 million up in his stack. And the crazy part is, he's still hopping out cash. I saw the shot on Instagram. I know some funny motherfuckers, but like you waving the strap. Don't be stuck in your face and get stuck up the days. And with the least I'm around, we ain't got nothing to say.
We got air to mic now. Let's get that shit. Get it. remember. Standing on that corner, thousands in my pocket. They find them drugs, I be a goner. I'm in the county, 7 days and now I'm hungry. You made the choice, this what you wanted. I'm smoking like a hippie, I'm drinking like an alkie. I'm still thugging, I don't see no stopping. I'm in the system, I ain't got no options. I met a new poppin', he said he got it, then I want it. 98 grams, that's too much. You got a gun, but you won't bust. You got the money, but that ain't enough. SMM, bitch, I throw it up. Back block, you know it's us. We come through and we fuck it up. We don't get no fuck. That's it, what I'm doing. I'm chillin', what he doing. That ain't my business. Just bought a desk, put something in it. I'm blowin' weed in the sky for my niggas that ain't living. Man, I feel that time coming. I can feel it. Man, I got me and my nigga. We going to the top, nigga. We going to the top, nigga. You get it, then you lose it. That's a hell of a feeling. You had to work, now you can't get it. You got some bullshit, now you stuck with it. Your bitch, you can't live with it. You wanna dump her, but you love her. You done stopped fucking. I don't touch her. The heads are stuffy. Man, it's money, you're nothing. Get it, then I fuck it up. You fucked up, fucking with us. Money, it get you hit. My attitude, yeah, it get you killed. Fuck the world, man, that's how I feel. I know some niggas that's real. They in the ground or in the cell. I salute whoever don't tell. And the nigga that made his bell got him out of jail. That's it, what I'm doing. I'm chillin', what he doing. That ain't my business. Just bought a desk, put something in it. I'm blowin' weed in the sky for my niggas that ain't living. Man, I feel that time coming. I can feel it. Man, I got me and my nigga. We going to the top, nigga. We going to the top, nigga. Top.
Hey, y'all, my man J5. It's called Regular Shit. You already know it's J5 16 team. We keep it 100. Got that cool track on here, man. Anybody want to keep sending that music game, just keep sending it in at 856entertainment@gmail.com. Again, 856entertainment@gmail.com, man. We got a new segment on the board. It's like our advice segment. What's it called, Diamond, again? What's it called?
To keep it all the way 100.
So this segment is where people give us situations that they're going through, and they get our ratchet ass advice. You know what I mean? So I love giving ratchet advice. You know. So first things first, somebody gave us some. She said, Miss Woods from Facebook said, "What if you think somebody's cute but they're way too young for you? What are you supposed to do in that situation?" I'm gonna let Knockavell go first. I'm gonna let Knockavell go first.
Yo, nigga, if they old enough to cross the street, they old enough to cross the street, old enough to get hit.
Oh,
fuck
you, man. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
But nah, I mean, how young is that? I mean, if you like 30, 35, and he like 17, and nah, you feel me, buddy? 18, good. My boy get locked up and go to the county. He'll grow that ass bang. You feel me? Step on him, man.
Man, wear it up. Ms. Diamond, what you got?
I'm not into younger guys. I mean, I'm only 23, so how young I'm going to get? Like, you know, and the younger I get, the guy my age, not even right mentally. So I know the ones younger than me, not either. So, but I don't have no problem with it. I mean, some people are in better relationships, some women older and men younger, some men older, women younger, and they tend to work things out and be together longer than people who are the same age. I mean, whatever your preference, you shouldn't let an age judge how you feel. If right. you feel that person, you feel that person, and that's what it is. Don't let some, because of age difference, stop you, because you never know, that person may be on a different level mentally. So.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Was that song, AJ, nothing but a number?
No, honestly, when you turn 18 and up, man, it's just like age is really nothing but a number, man. Honestly, we young guys, it's fly nowadays. These older heads, boring, corny, all this other shit. That's why you see these older heads coming up to the younger guys now. because they corny, man. Boring as shit. Like, you know what I mean? No offense to the older heads, man. Don't beat me up. Don't shoot me none of that, man. I'm just stating fact in a way. And like I said, it's all about maturity, man. This young person has maturity in the mind, woman or guy. You know, you should definitely go for it. But ladies, let me warn you about something. If he's 28 to 30 and he's trying to talk to you and you're like 18, 19, that's a fucking issue. You need to worry about his past relationship, because some guys be like 30 years old and they be acting like little ass kids, and that's why bitches their age don't want them, and that's why them guys are always dating the younger kids.
You
bang! It's just real shit, it's so much real shit. Niggas be 30 years
old.
Niggas be 30 years old dating these 18-year-olds, and 18, oh my God. Like, what can you literally do for him? I'm still waiting on their answer. You know what I mean? These dudes is dating y'all because shit ain't working out in their age group. They're too young to date their age group, so they go lower.
But you ever look at it like this? Younger females always date older men. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's vice versa, too. The older men always date the young. I mean, it's the same thing, you know what I mean? But every time you look at it, the male is always, you know, a couple years older. You feel me? I think that's just how it go. I guess, like I said, the maturity or, you know, it could be anything. But every time I see something, the male is always, like, you know, like 3 to 5, you know, years older. It could be older, but in that range, you feel me? That's, I don't know. That's just how I see it every time I see a couple.
Right. Some old head told me once. Shout out to him because he gave me some real knowledge that most older guys, they younger women to train them mentally because they, you know, they are older, so it's easier for them to train a younger person, a younger woman, and get them to do what they want them to do, whether it's they steering them good or steering them in the wrong direction.
Right.
Now it's up to that woman to know whether which direction that man is steering them in. Because sometimes having an older guy isn't bad because they can help you with certain things. Either that older guy is set financially and they can help you with school, through school or anything, or help you with whatever investments you may have. Because a lot of guys our age is still trying to get their life together, just like we're getting our life together as well. So it's either you going to build with somebody your age, or you just going to have somebody that's older that can help
your
you.
Your mentor type of style thing.
Type
okay.
of little situation. Then I don't know. Everybody got their own situations with different men and different women. But with women being older than the men, I just think it. I don't know about that, but I just think it. Sometimes they just fall for somebody that's younger because they give them that thrill or that fun that some people don't give them, you know, even with older guys and younger females, because I remember an older guy telling me he liked being with older younger females because it's like he's young again and he gets to have fun and do things that somebody his age would be like, no, we're not doing that. What you mean? We too old. Blah, blah, blah. And I want to tell y'all, ladies, stop telling y'all men y'all too old to do stuff. Y'all can go out and get dirty and have fun sometimes.
And that's your fucking problem now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Y'all acting too bougie to do stuff. Go out and have fun.
Remember in high school, the seniors always fucked with the freshmen.
I was fucking with the freshmen while I was a senior. Fuck you, man.
Fuck you, man.
I had them in the crib. Ate that. It was so easy. I was like, hey, you want to come over just to chill, watch a movie? See, back in that day, Netflix and chill was like, it wasn't known. So you'd be like, we could just Netflix and hang out and shit,
right.
And they was with it, so
now,
that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, you say that.
Though. Let me answer Damaris' question, though.
Seriously,
talk about the older women dating young boys. Sometimes I be seeing these older women be dating these young street dudes who's just
for the money,
because nobody their age as well would mess with them because they all washed up and shrewd up, like, but they want to be sitting around with these young boys trying to control the young boys and stuff and the money in their pocket, but. Then again, you gotta be strong enough to know, like, okay, let me be smart about this. This bitch, she can't even get nobody her age. Why she 30 dating 22-year-olds?
I ain't thinking that.
Of course you looking.
Of course.
And as soon as you go in, you gonna dive in. No
I might drown that mud. I can't swim, man. I might drown in that mud. Nah, honestly, though, that dude must be the shit if he's dating an older woman, man. It must be a woman, not how they are, but as they get older and shit, it's different. Their mentality starts to change and shit. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with a 40-year-old, 35-year-old, whatever how old they are, dating a younger. Yeah, whatever, dating a younger dude. If it work out, work out. If it don't, then it don't. You know what I mean? It's just, I guess you just got to keep moving on from that. I like dating older women. I think it's fun. You learn a lot from them, man. They're so dope, and their conversations be so amazing. Like, yo, young girls don't have no type of conversation.
Right.
And y'all niggas is not, y'all don't got no conversations neither. Y'all conversations be, dog, what you doing? Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing? Oh, okay, cool. What type of conversation? How can I get to know you like that? And ladies, y'all do too, man. That's why I don't be having texting half of y'all bitches out here, because y'all boring, man. It's just boring. Like, I try to open them up and try to get a connection, and, you know, it just doesn't work out. Maybe I'm the cornball, whatever the case may be.
Right.
But at the end of the day, in my head, y'all bitches is corny. Fuck, you know what I mean? I don't know what y'all talking about. That's one of the, that was, we answered one of the questions right there and everything, man. And I guess we can get into another so-going challenge. Diamond, you want me to go or you want to go?
I'll go.
You ready? Is she ready for the so-going?
So-going.
All right, so we about to do the so-going challenge. Again, this is Miss Black Diamond. About to give her a bar. Fuck, I mean. Let us know when you're ready. So let us know.
You messed up your Mayor Whitten.
I think you should do your thing. All right. You know what I mean? Think you should definitely do your thing real quick. No. All right, you ready?
Cool. Yeah, I was telling somebody to tune in. I'm back, y'all.
It's Monica.
I met this cute nigga at the club. Yeah, that's right. Playing tight. Keep on curly white, but it's just thinking like a nigga doing life.
If you sneak this, all my niggas coming real offensive. Don't give a fuck if you deep in. Reagan really fucking up the street. 2K career ballin' out like freak. My niggas weed on here and they. My niggas loud, never discreet. Attitude on sex offender. Middle finger to them other niggas. Middle finger means fuck you and them other niggas ain't fucking with us, sir. Been grinding all year like a fucking slave. Haters be afraid, be very afraid. We ain't got no time for no petty drama. We just waiting on the fucking come up. To come up. To come up. We just waiting on the fucking come up. To come up. To come up. We just waiting on the fucking come up.
Man, that was my boy Reagan. It's called The Come Up. Yo, I fucks with Reagan, man. His music is getting dope and shit, yo. Fucks with his music. He, coming out with something new. I keep seeing his little, indirect statuses about when he coming out new and shit. Kind of looking forward to it and whatever, man. You know, so let's get on to the last topic of the day we got. Next topic we have is when first dating someone, when is the appropriate time to meet their child or children? Honestly, I'm just going to just say a little bit here. I met children the first day I met the bitch. Honestly, like, sometimes I met children the first day I met her. Like, I was stepdad. I remember. It was situations where Knocker Bell kept calling me Papa Pomo and. You know, I bought daughter's sneakers and shit. You know what I mean? I like this girl, and when I like this girl, I accepted her and her daughter as a package. No matter what, I became the whole stepdad and shit. Man, I thought it was a dope experience, but me and her just wasn't working out. Me and her just did not work out. You know, it was badass little daughter. But shout out to all the stepdads out there, man. Y'all really 100, man. Y'all doing y'all thing. But I think 6 months. My duration right there.
Damn.
6 months. Some people say a year.
We gonna keep your child for 6 months. Like some baby somebody.
Now listen, your child have a father and a grandma sometimes when they go to their house on the weekend and then you come over or something like that. You can improvise. People watching other people's kids.
Yeah,
and
true.
Like that,
they always go out.
You can find a way to not have somebody meet your child. I mean, you really want to get to know that person first because you never know if this person crazy or not.
Yeah,
you don't
true.
Want your child around just any and everybody because you don't know if it's going to work out. Then next thing you know, you have all these different women or all these different men coming in and out of your child's life because you want them to keep meeting everybody that you only be with for a year. That's nothing. Or 6 months, that's nothing. You know, you want to make sure it's something that's going to last. You, for real, my mom was in a relationship with her boyfriend because I think I was in 8th grade. I didn't meet this guy until I was in 10th grade.
Damn! That's 2 years.
My mom don't say that. Like, that's certain things. Like, you just don't have your kids meeting people because you don't know if this person is serious and are they going to be in and out of your life. You want to make sure it's legit. You don't want just anybody around your child, especially if it's a woman. With if you got a daughter or a son, and you feel me, like, you don't want your son to see, like, a different man going in and out, but that's how a man's supposed to be, or seeing, like, your daughter seeing, like, a different man coming in and out, but then that's how it's supposed to be with a relationship. You're supposed to always have a man coming in and out of your house, a different man at that, like, just certain things you just don't do. It's just for the sake of your child, because they watch everything.
You think 2 years?
I mean, I don't know, I don't have kids, but I would say 6 months. Like 3 to 6 months, because I want to get to know this person. Because first off, a person is different once y'all begin to live together.
Yeah, it's a whole different ball, right?
You can be with somebody for a whole year, not living with them, then the next year you live with them is something totally different.
For real,
right. You never know a person until you really live with them. So like, you just gotta take things slow for yourself and for your kids, because kids is always watching.
Honestly, yo, man, seriously though, it should take up to like 6 months to meet the child, man, because just because I had sex with this girl doesn't mean I know her, you know what I mean, to the extent I need to meet her kid. And some bitches be like that, you know, once you smash, they start getting comfortable, you meet the kid 6 hours after you hit it, you know what I mean? It's like, damn, people have to smash, like, you know what I mean? Like, man, that's it, like, you know, I get nervous meeting kids, you know, I don't have enough of my own. But if I did have a daughter, man, ain't no girl with me. No hoe, no nobody with me, my daughter or son, unless I take her serious and I see you long term. Seriously, yeah, everybody. I met women, I met their kid like all the time. Like, it was getting sick, man. I'm like, yo, shit's crazy, man. And some females have 4 or 5 kids, so you got to. You gotta meet all 4 or 5 of them. You like, yo, start getting nervous. And maybe I ran away a few times. I ran away a few times, but like, if you like that girl, yeah, you want to accept her and her 215,000 kids, man. It's just the way it is. But like I said,
cheeky and baby.
Yeah, like
that.
Like I said, I think it should take 6 months to meet the child.
Are you my daddy?
I mean, I don't know. Like you said, man, I've been around guys like you said, you know, the first day. I mean, I don't know how long the shit supposed to be. Because I thought it was always supposed to be off the vibe. But, you know, y'all giving me some new information and shit like that. You feel me? Like you said, niggas could be crazy. Or bitches could be crazy. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But I don't know, man. I always thought it was off the vibe. Like, if you feel as though, like, you supposed to know that the person got a child. You feel me? So you supposed to accept that off the rip if you really, like, fucking with the person. You feel me? So, like, if you going on dates, I thought you was supposed to, you know, get to know both of them at the same time. Like I said, I don't know. I ain't got no kids of my own. I don't know how I go. I never ask no motherfucking questions. But I guess 6 months is good. I mean, yeah, if everybody agreed on that, it might be a perfect time. Like I said, I thought it was always off the vibe and shit like that.
Well, we want to get people to call in to tell you the topic we have is when you're first dating someone, when it's the appropriate time to meet their child or children. I like the word children because nowadays, it's children instead of one child.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Wait.
So call in 714-694-4101. Again, 714-694-4101. As y'all try to call in, we're going to do the last soul going challenge. Please, Deshaun, please do not crack up. Everybody, please do not laugh. Let me at least finish it, and then we can all laugh, all right? Come on, man. Y'all start this shit already. That's the number 714-694-4101. We're about to do the last show going challenge DJ promo on a motherfucking mic, man. Let's get to it. All right.
Hey, yo.
Yeah,
all
right. It's funny as shit. All right, hold on. Let's get it. I'm the CEO of A6EUD. If you didn't know, come on, what they call me. Life can be.
Fuck
you, man. All the bitches in that 856 with me. Y'all want to know why I'm single. Make y'all want to do it. Come on, y'all. I'm trying to finish it. I'm going to tell y'all the truth, and I don't give a fuck. Only last 20 seconds in the week.
Oh, man.
Ain't no bitch want no 5 sec. That's why I gotta get my money up like a chicken. Keep it 100 radio shows gonna bring it thick. You need to ask me. Crazy thing is, they pray on our downfall. But when they want the song play, who they call?
856
and TV running this shit. And y'all don't wanna fuck with us.
Oh, that shit out to me.
I told y'all I gotta let me finish it, though, man. Hey, yo, shout out to all 3 of us for doing this so good. I never rapped in my life. That was probably my other first ever verses in the world, man. You already know. But we got a caller, and we about to get into this caller, yo. Hello? Hello?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, this Buddha and shit. I'm calling, you feel me, for the topic of the question.
Okay, first dating someone, when is the appropriate time to meet your child? What's your opinion?
All right, before I answer that question, I want to give a shout out to my boy Knock and the whole 856 Entertainment for doing y'all thing.
Thanks,
bro.
But on that note, when do I think I should meet somebody? Kids, it's the first day. You feel me? Like when you first meet somebody, you're supposed to know. You know everything about them, so when y'all go on y'all dates, they should let you know. If they don't tell you on the first date how many kids they got, then it's a done deal. So, I mean, you can't keep your kids a secret.
When should you meet them?
When should I meet them?
Yeah.
I could say the third date. The third date you should meet the kids.
Okay. I fucks with that.
Because the first date, y'all get to know each other. The second date, y'all see if y'all can make it to the second date. And the third date, I say you can meet the kid.
And that's when you start taking her serious.
Yeah, you feel me? But it all depends. It all depends on how many kids it is. Is it three or more? Nah, just get up and walk out and leave her to check. You feel me? You feel me? Like... You gotta have a certain tolerance. I mean, it ain't nothing wrong with being a stepdaddy, but damn, like.
The three kids, that's not yours? That's crazy.
You ain't got no kids.
Matter of fact, my man's right. She got three kids. You might as well pay the check. You feel me?
Damn, that shit's crazy, man. That's wild. But we thank you for calling in and giving your opinion, bro.
All right, y'all keep doing your thing.
Thanks, man. Keep listening.
All right.
Hey, yo, shout out to the callers, man. Anybody want to call in again, 714-694-4101. Again, 714-694-4101. Keep calling in. Let us know your opinion. We about to play the last song of the night. My man, Rashad. Call Headed to the Top. You already know it's 856-1010, man. Let's get it.
It was back in 97, born and raised in Camden. Moms worked hard, me sure we had food on our plate. It's like every day someone is dying. It's like every day someone is crying. Nobody shows love to one another, only hate. They only show love when you're dead and gone. Tomorrow's never promised, make sure you reach for your goal. Looking back in my life, I always say to myself, never wanna surface with the wrong crowd. My dreams are on the way, I can feel it. Working hard so that I can get it, yeah. Headed to the top. And I ain't gonna stop, stop. They try to knock me down. Reminiscing back when they told me I would never reach my dreams. Trying to put me up against competition. They would never get it through their brains. I'm in my own lane. Started at the bottom to now. Singing live on Power 99. With the rising grind, I really grind. They envy me cause I shine. Dream to perform at the Apollo. Now I'm headed to Harlem and show time at the Apollo. Yeah, yeah. Headed to the top. I ain't gon' stop, stop. If you have a dream, yeah, yeah. Tell them dream, hopefully.
My man Rashad Head to the Top. Shout out to Lady J for giving us the idea of doing the Soul Going Challenge for this week, man. I thought the Soul Going Challenge was definitely a challenge, number one.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
what motivated me to do it was Dwayne Wade. He sounded terrible. He sounded like shit. Like, it was that bad, bro. So I was like, you know what? I can do this shit.
I'm supposed to hear Kevin Hart.
No, Kevin Hart was funny, though. Dwayne Wade was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean? Shit was just ridiculous, though, man. But on the last thing we're talking about, like I said, we have this advice segment. We're going to try to do one or two per show. Today we're going to do one more. So the last thing we have, you want to read?
It is the best way.
Okay, the question from Cece. What should I do if I can't keep a man? I get really great guys that commit and want to make bigger commitments long term, and I find myself getting bored and moving forward. So what I think you should do is continue focusing on yourself and what makes you happy yourself, because the right one will come along for you, and then y'all will be able to stick things out. You're only getting bored because you're not meeting the right one. And you just make yourself be with these people because, I guess, for comfort. So I say just focus on you, do what you have to do for you, and the right one will come along that's going to sweep you off your feet and give you that time and make and have a longer commitment for yourself. Well, for y'all together. Y'all know.
First of all, how old are you?
Right.
But, yeah, it's over for you, sir. You can't do it. It's over. You might as well convert, man. They're gay out this bitch. There's something wrong with you, sir. Facts, Lil.
Hey, yo, shout out to Lil for saying that she needs to spice her sex game up, man.
No, she gets bored. She says she gets bored.
Hey, yo,
bored,
honestly,
so.
I think she needs to figure out what's her type.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, even though he's a good guy, great guy, some great guys are fucking boring. Some of these bad guys are boring. You just got to figure out your type and figure out what you like and, you know what I mean, figure out what makes you happy, you know, what excites you. Once you figure that out, I think it'll be easier in the road to find the guy of your dreams or the guy that you hope for having, whatever the situation may be. And that advice goes for everybody. We all need to figure our type out. If we can write down everything that we want in a woman or a man, then I think that's good. But if some people can't, I think they need to take a step back of what they're doing and figure it out so they won't have these wasteful relationships out here. You get what I'm saying? But I can ask three people right now, what's your type? They'd be like,
what's your type?
Money. I'm still learning. You get what I'm saying? I'm still learning what's my type of person. I definitely want a woman that's very open-minded and want more in life than just Camden. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And want more in life than just a 9-to-5. So I need a woman that want to grind and become something bigger. So I know that's one thing I'm definitely looking for in a relationship. Well, you got a type? What's one of your qualities that you look for, bro? Besides good-ass hoochie.
Oh,
I mean,
shit.
But
nah, she definitely got to be on her grind, man. She can't be looking for no handouts, just with it for the money, you feel me? Like, she got to be with it, like a mind, body, and a soul, you feel me? Everything, physically, financially, everything, she got to be straight, man. She got to want it for herself before we can jump into it, you feel me? Like, I could be your motivation, but you got to be already self-motivated, you feel me? Don't just say, like, oh, I can't do this, and wait for me to say, yes, you can, you feel me? I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that, but I like a woman, you feel me, who, you know, who already doing her thing, you feel me? She's stressed out. Now I can pick her back up. Not somebody that's just flat on their ass.
And miserable, too.
Yeah,
some of these females out here be so miserable.
Right.
How can I make you happy if you're so miserable like that? Bitch, you're making me miserable now.
That,
you open that fucking door and get you the fuck up out of here, yo. Because now I'm upset.
Yeah.
Seriously, man.
Yeah,
I want to keep going on what Knox said. Like, I had to learn that for myself, though. Like, you can't make... No one can make you happy but yourself, you feel me? And you can't expect somebody to pick you up when you just keep slouching down. That's just like somebody trying to carry dead weight around. Like, I keep trying to pick you up, but you just keep falling until you don't see this person that I see in you. You don't see the goals that I see that you have or, like, the ambition that I see that you have. But some people don't know how to give themselves self-love and self-happiness. You know, that's really something you have to teach yourself and how to live with. But you have to learn to live by yourself and love yourself to understand, like, what you want in your life and what you don't want. And then you won't be putting up with anything or settle for anything. You'll know what you really want, and that's how things will go.
I always have women, like, I always date women that were going through so much in life. And, you know, that's why Knock and them always call me Captain Save a Ho. Doctor the dog! I brought the whole D out of my chest because I was saving these hoes, all right?
Yeah,
you know, after a while.
I was like, yo, cuz, relax.
I was really was out here with the cape, and I was getting tired. Even Superman gets tired every once in a while. You know what I mean? Right. I just need a woman that has a stable mind and wants more for herself than just some rental ass job, rental ass crib. There's nothing wrong with that, but I want more. She gotta have one more too, man. Right. I'm tired of saving these hoes. Bitch, where's somebody to save my little ass? I want to sit on that couch over there while she's doing her thing, but at the same time, of course, I'm doing my thing, too. And, of course, I keep her motivated. You know what I mean? She keeps me motivated. We work together to build something amazing. Motherfuckers is one end right here and the other is right here. Nah, bitch, we need to meet right here before we can ever build. You get what I'm saying? I don't need you right here. I'm right here already. Gonna be hard for me to fall down, pick your ass up, and lift you back up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I might be down where her ass, and she keep me down. Okay. So if I'm waiting to say, oh, come up, and you not coming up, bitch, you might as well stay down there because I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I want us to be here together, and then we can build.
Right.
That's it. That's all really to it, though, man. But that's all y'all have for that right there. That's all y'all got. Yeah, man, that's what it is, though. But everybody keeps seeing y'all situation. I want to hear something crazy, though. Like, yo, I don't know. I want to say I can't give you no advice on that one. You gotta find out for yourself. Yeah. I want to say some shit like that, though. But yeah,
something crazy, something juicy, something spicy.
Yeah,
ratchet. You know what I mean? Give us something ratchet. Something like I was at home and I was in the bed with some dude, and next thing I know, I heard a key turn in my door. My nigga supposed to be at work, but he came home and surprised me. And he caught me in a bed with another nigga or something like that, or vice versa. Somebody,
you watch a lot of movies, don't you? You read a lot of books? Yeah. Nah, it's good, man.
Do you have advice for that? Do you have advice?
Hell no. You got no bitch. Run.
I was about to say.
Run, bitch.
Stuck in the closet right now. How do I get out?
Oh, shit.
You don't. Somebody got to eat by
this. That's just fucking hilarious. But I want to
give the email.
Yeah, here's the email to
T-O.
Oh, y'all want me to spell it out? To T-O, keep it, K-E-E-P-I-T-A, 100 at gmail.com. Some of these motherfuckers are slow,
no,
bro.
100, 100.
What Lil say? Lil say, yo, no offense, but bull is black. Hey, yo, man, tune in next Sunday at 7 p.m. You already know, 8563, you already know, man. Everybody, shout out to everybody that listened in.
Yeah, man, shout out to everybody listening in, man. The whole 856, my gang, you know, my family, all that shit, man. Little
school, yo. I want to shout out to everybody who had my baby support me. Special shout out to Shakaya. It's her birthday weekend. Turn up, baby. I love you. And shout out to 856 Entertainment.
Shout out to you next Sunday at 7 p.m. We're supposed to be interviewing Stripes. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Kidding.